my God, I get to meet Big Fatty in a little less than a week. I am so excited to head up to San Francisco for the Northern California meet and greet, and that's going to be at the Cock Bar, K-O-K, Cock Bar. It's a horror bar, as he calls it, kind of a leather bar. I am going to wear my kilt and my leather jacket, and I'll find a sassy t-shirt to wear.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, my God.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 891 of the BFO for Thursday, the 30th of June, 2011. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Dear Gussie, y'all, what do you got, Big Fatty? I have no idea what the fuck I've got. Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your pants for the Vulgarian National Anthem.
Your Thursday is going well, y'all. It's the last day of the month, and that means that we pay homage to the homeland of Bulgaria with the playing of the Bulgarian national anthem on the last little show of every month. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. So that's what we did, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty. It has been an interesting couple of days here in the coal mine. By the way, I might just mention that on two, I say Tuesday night, didn't sleep worth a shit again. Y'all, I don't know what it is. And y'all, everybody I talk to is like, oh, I'm not sleeping worth a shit either. Y'all, I don't know what it is. I just don't know what it is. But y'all, it's got to get over. But the good thing is that we are almost to a holiday weekend here in the U.S. US of A. And anyway, y'all, by the way, we are having some weather move through the area as I'm recording the show. So y'all, you might hear some thunder boomers in the background. Yes, Big Freddy, we are waiting to hear them. So anyway, y'all, after I finish the a little show for yesterday, y'all, I had me a couple of bowls of that, those Cheerios. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was just good. And y'all, I was on the Twitter later, and I see, that Brian in Danbury, he goes, Big Freddy, thank you to Big Freddy for I've just completed eating some Cheerios. And y'all, it's hard to beat a good old bowl of Cheerios or Cone Flakes, y'all. That's just all I got to say. Although the hat, he would rather have the Tony the Tiger Frosted Flakes. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, Big Fatty, you know, I don't need all that sugar, all that extra sugar, y'all. So anyway, y'all, let's see, what was I going to tell you? Y'all, I am way behind. I am way behind on the bacon calendar. I'm just going to catch you up. Y'all, the last one I have here is from last weekend, and y'all, I'm very far behind. Please forgive Big Fatty, but y'all, we are about to move into the second half of the year, and I need to catch up. Need to catch up so that we go into the next month all nice and fresh. Big Fatty, perhaps you should use some extra soap if you want to go into the next month all nice and fresh. Big Fatty. Y'all, at lollyfile.com, and that is spelled LOLLYPHILE.com. You can order maple bacon lollipops, y'all. You can order maple bacon lollipops. The company uses organic, sustainably farmed bacon and pure Vermont maple syrup. Dear gussy, y'all. Monday of this week, in 2009, the Florida State Fair featured many exotic food items, one being chocolate-dipped bacon. Chef Mark Boggs says freshly grilled Hormel Applewood smoked bacon works the best paired with a cup of chocolate sauce. Dear gussy, a cup of chocolate sauce, that's too much. It's just too much. And, y'all, it says, Tuesday, in the early 20th century, Philip D. Armour and Gustavus F. Swift built the first refrigerated railroad cars that were able to carry large amounts of processed hog to retail butchers. I don't know what processed hog has to do with bacon, but anyway. And y'all, then on Wednesday, Homer of the Simpsons, y'all, he says, y'all, when you're in my house, ye shall do as I do and believe who I believe in. So Bart, butter your bacon. Ah, Big Fatty, that sounds like you. And y'all, for today, to bring us up to date for the end of the first half of 2011, y'all, Chester White, racist. Chester White pigs are popular in the United States with bacon producers and packers. These pigs originated from Chester County, Pennsylvania in 1815 and are known for their large litters. Big Fatty, you had a large litter this morning. Please. Please. Anyway. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, dear Gussie, y'all, it is dark. It might as well be midnight. It might as well be midnight. But y'all, we have got things to do, and y'all, we need to get going.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's Axe Big Fatty comes to us in the form of a voice letter from Mexico.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Hat M. You don't have to play this, but it is Ask Big Fatty request. I have issues explaining to my colleagues at work what is the connection between unicorns and gays. Every time they start saying that gays have possessed unicorns for themselves, taking them from heterosexual world, and maybe because I don't know how to explain that, because I don't know myself the origin of that. So can you explain to me where does the connection between unicorns, rainbows, and kitty catties start? For gays as gay items, so that I can explain it to my colleagues very basically stop this controversy in the office. Thank you for replying, and thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I think that is the first Axe Big Fatty we've ever had from Mexico. And y'all, did it sound like he said, thank you for lying? I mean, I just, dear Gussie, but now, Hat M, as far as the origin of you, we're out of time, I'm sorry. Dear Yeah, Gussie. No, Hat M, I'm not going to make... I'm not going to say we're out of time. Sorry. But Hat M, I'm... y'all, it took me a couple of times listening to that because y'all didn't know... I didn't know what the hell he was saying there for a while because, y'all, you know, it is a long... You talk about a long-distance call from Mexico to the Fat Cave. Y'all, I thought he said, can you tell me about the origin of unicorns? And I was like, what the hell is a unicorn? But y'all, he didn't, and y'all, I don't know if he said thank you for lying, but anyway, I'm not going to lie about this, because Big Fatty knows the answer to this one, because I learned this as a young child, had him, and I am really surprised that you did not learn this from Grandmama Babushka M., you know, when you were growing up, and because, you know, I quite frankly, I thought that this story came from Mexican folklore. But anyway, I'll never forget the time that I asked the question of the Grand Hatterina, and she was, I said, oh yeah.
A gay boy wished for a planet full of unicorns. Planet unicorn, unicorn planet. Give it up for feathers. Ooh, Cadillac and Tom Cruise. Oh, planet unicorn, hey.
Yummy, this is good.
This ambrosia salad is good, Cadillac.
Yes, it is, Tom Cruise.
Mine's got too many cherries.
Mine doesn't have enough cherries.
No, you should have had some of mine.
I should have had some of yours.
Well, we can trade.
Hey,
I'd like Amanda's.
I'm full. Let's go take a nap down near the Unicorn Falls.
Good
All
idea.
All right, fine. Let's do your plan, Tom Cruise.
I'm so sleepy.
Okay, let's go.
Unicorn.
We're here.
This is my favorite part of Planet Unicorn, the beautiful pink Unicorn Falls.
The prettiest shade of pink I've ever seen.
Hey, what about that nap?
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Oh, now you're talking. Oh, it's time for sleep.
Let's cuddle.
I'm exhausted.
Hey, unicorns, it's me, Shannon, the boy who wished you into existence. Have fun. Take care of my planet. I'm gay. Goodbye.
Hey.
So you see, Hat M, it was all a wish by a little 8-year-old boy, and y'all, I would have sworn he was Mexican. Eight-year-old gay boy that wanted a planet full of unicorns, and that's how the gays got associated with the unicorn. Big Fatty, that was just lovely.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him.
This just into the BFO listener desk. Puffrey from Austin has resurfaced and Naught is missing in action. Yes!
Nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, it has been a while since Big Fatty's been down here in the Fat Cave. But y'all, today is a big day. A big day for all of you Big Brother! All you Big Brother fans, because y'all, they are going to announce they're going to reveal the cast for the Big Brother for this year. And they're supposed to be doing that Thursday here, the 30th, the last day of the first half of the 2011. They're supposed to be announcing that on the early show. But y'all, I'm sure you'll be able to find it on the intertubes. But y'all, they've already released pictures, some pictures of the. Of the inside of the house, and y'all, there's a, what did they call it? It was a Venice Beach. It's a Venice Beach theme, and there are all kinds of surfboards sticking out of the wall, and y'all, there's some kind of I don't know, but y'all, it's we can only hope that Venice Beach means that there's going to be lots of muscly men's in the in the house for this time. But y'all, let me just tell you about another show. This show, the 101 ways to leave a quiz program. Y'all, I watched it for the second time. On Tuesday night. Y'all, it's going to be short-lived. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be short. It is no Wipeout, y'all. Let me just tell you, even though it is from the creators of Wipeout, it is no Wipeout, y'all. Although Wipeout is really good this season. The only problem is they need to get more fat people on there. Yes, McFatty! And y'all, speaking of getting more fat people on there, y'all, I read that McFatty, you're setting yourself up to get in trouble. I read on the Twitty that Seda 69, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, he was all excited about meeting Big Fatty, and y'all, I can't believe it's already been a month, y'all. It seems like it was 100 years ago, but and Seda is not fat. I'm just making a joke. Now there may be something under his kilt that's fat, but anyway, maybe we'll have some sort of contest between him and KC in Denver. This 101 ways to leave a quiz program, not so much. And y'all, the Expedition Impossible, y'all, I've seen one episode of it, and y'all, it is trying. All I can say is, it is no Big Run. No! It would like to be the Big Run. But it is not the Big Run, y'all. And y'all, it is trying very. It tries too hard not to be the Big Run. It's just like when they arrive at the check-in point, they do not do like you're the first team to arrive. The guy goes, well, you're the first ones here, or you're the second group here. You know, it just tries too hard not to associate. And y'all, they were saying that it's an entirely different show, and y'all, it is, because the Big Run's good. But they were saying that the Big Run is more of a scavenger hunt. And y'all, I don't really consider the Big Run a scavenger hunt. But y'all, the one that I wish they'd bring back would be The Mole. The Mole with that Anderson Cooper, and y'all, because when he did it, it was a good show, y'all. It was a good summer show, but they brought the celebrities on it, and y'all, it just wasn't any good. It wasn't any good. But you know what killed it? It was that 9/11. They got back at it too soon, too soon. But that's what did that. Y'all, I was out running a few little errands, and y'all, the gasoline here in town, not at the Costco, but just at the regular fill-up stations, at the Texaco, y'all, it is... It was $3.35 a gallon, and y'all, that was cheaper than what I paid the last time I went out to the to the Costco. Y'all, later tonight, members of the horror group, we're all getting together. We're going to have an early celebration of Miss Porter's exiting of the birth canal. And y'all, we're going to a seafood restaurant. Thank God it is not the Scarlet Crustacean. Because y'all, that just... y'all, that is a ham and cheese sandwich. And I made it today, and it was much better than that barbecue sandwich. That I had yesterday. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely last day of the first half of the year, and don't get too excited, you might say.
Oh my God.
Yes, I know, I can't believe it's halfway over either, yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.